Hey everyone, thanks for stopping by. My name is Mr. Richard, and this is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Today, in episode 14, we will cover many idioms related to the colors of the rainbow, and a few not found in the rainbow. Some of these idioms can also be found in previous color-specific episodes. Today's lesson is pretty straightforward. I will go over common idioms and their definitions, followed by a paragraph using these idioms. This episode was written by Ho Chi Minh City's most colorful teacher, Teresa Chung. Visit our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, for the idiom list and some free exercises. To further your learning, ask us how to become an ESL disciple by writing to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. Okay, students, let's begin. A green belt. A green belt is an area of fields and woodlands around a town. Give someone the green light, or get the green light, is to give or get approval or permission to start doing something. Make someone green with envy. Make someone green with envy means extremely envious of someone or something. Can also be, go, or turn someone green with envy. Have a green thumb. Have a green thumb means to be good at gardening or looking after plants. Green about the gills. Green about the gills means looking or feeling as if you are going to be sick. The green-eyed monster. The green-eyed monster is a feeling of anger or unhappiness because somebody you like or love is showing interest in somebody else. Jealousy. A gray area. A gray area is an area of a subject or situation that is not clear or does not fit into a particular group, and it is therefore difficult to define or deal with. Gray matter. Gray matter is your intelligence or mental powers, also refers to the brain itself. Men in gray suits. Men in gray suits means people working in politics or law, or those who have power but are not known to the public. Be in the pink. Be in the pink means be in very good health or excellent physical condition. See pink elephants. See pink elephants means see things that are not really there because you are drunk. Be tickled pink. Be tickled pink means to be very pleased or amused. Brownie points. Brownie points, or to earn brownie points,
means to do something to make somebody in authority have a good opinion of you.
Turn as red as a beet. Turn as red as a beet means go red in the face with embarrassment or anger, to blush. It can also be used as go or be as red as a beet. Be in the red. Be in the red means have no money in one's bank account or owe money to the bank. Catch somebody red-handed. Catch somebody red-handed. Catch somebody in the act of doing something secretive or criminal. Roll out the red carpet.
roll out the red carpet means show a sign of special welcome or attention for an important visitor. Can also be put down or lay out the red carpet. A red herring. A red herring is an unimportant or irrelevant matter which is introduced into a discussion to divert attention from the main subject or the truth. A red letter day. A red letter day is an important or joyful occasion which one looks forward to or remembers with pleasure. Red tape. Red tape is official or bureaucratic formalities and procedures which slow down people and processes. See red. See red means suddenly become very angry or lose one's temper. Paint the town red. Paint the town red means go out and enjoy oneself flamboyantly. Yellow streak. Yellow streak signifies cowardice. Grow gray-haired. Grow gray-haired means grow old. Jack recalled his memories of Jill. The first time he met her was when her car broke down in the green belt. Later, she invited him to her house and gave him the red carpet treatment. He loved the way she went bright red as a beet whenever he complimented her. However, their love affair met with her father's disapproval. He was one of the men in gray suits, and he had chosen some suitors for his daughter. The old man saw red when he learned that his much-treasured daughter fell in love with a nobody. And whenever marriage was mentioned, he refused to talk or introduced red herring. Much as he hated it, Jack found himself stepping into a gray area to earn brownie points with her father. During those trial times, he was never caught red-handed. After 3 years of dating, they finally got the green light from her parents to get married. He couldn't forget the red-letter day when he went down on his knee to ask for her hand. They painted the town red that night. They received showers of gifts, blessings and wishes from friends and family. They had to go through the red tape to have a civil wedding ceremony. After lots of hardships, everyone thought they would grow gray hair together. But life wasn't a bed of roses. The days when she was in the pink and their house was full of laughter were soon gone. Although Jack had a green thumb, his skills were not enough to get Jill what she wanted. She had a green-eyed monster. She didn't want to work or use her gray matter anymore. She just sat there waiting to be served. They soon got in the red. Even when they were in dire straits, he had too much of a yellow streak to ask her to help out. They didn't even have money for medical treatment when Jill was green around the gills. He saw pink elephants pretty much every night, especially the first few nights after her death. She passed away on their 5th wedding anniversary, this day 1 year ago.
Okay, visit our website for the free exercises. That's ESLHCMC.PODOMATIC.com. Thank you all for listening, and write to us with any questions or comments. Teresa and I love to hear from you. This has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, I'm your host, Mr. Richard, signing off. Peace. Oh, and one more thing. February is the month of love, so look for our future February podcasts meant to melt your heart and to take your breath away.